Hello, my name is Augie Cooter. The book Augie Cooter by Sarah Weeks is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was carving cheese even though people made fun of me, laughed at me, and teased me. But all that changed when this girl named Donica tricked me into teaching her how to carve cheese because she saw a poster saying that she could get on a TV show, she could do a cool talent. She said it was for a birthday party, but when I started auditioning at the school, she messed up and I started carving cheese anxiously, and the judges picked me to go to Hollywood instead of her. Finally, she insisted to be my manager so she can go to Hollywood also. I decided not to go because she was being too bossy. Now I don't care what people think of me, and I don't let people boss me around anymore. And I can finally do stuff that I want to again because she wouldn't let me do anything I wanted to. If you would like to read Sarah Weeks' book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Inventory, a list of current assets. We made an inventory of the library's collections. Banister, a banister is basically the rail that stairs have on the side of them. Hang down the banister. Knickers, loose-fitting shorts gathered at the knee. I wanted to wear knickers instead of shorts to school. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of the story, Augie Cooter. His whole life, Augie had always been the last one picked when teams were being chosen for sports. But that day on the basketball court, David Corbin won the coin toss, which meant he got first pick. He didn't even hesitate. "I want Augie," he said. Augie grinned so hard his face hurt, and during the game when he dribbled the ball out of bounds or missed a basket, instead of laughing at him and calling him names, the boys gave him pointers. "Step into it when you pass. Bend your knees before you shoot. Take your time, Cooter." Augie listened to everything they said, and he concentrated on playing basketball just the way he concentrated when he was carving cheese. Finally, it paid off, and he made a basket. In fact, he made three. "That was really fun," Augie told the guys as they took turns at the drinking fountain after the game. "Thanks for helping me." "No problems," said David, wiping his mouth on the back of his hand. "It's not every day we get to play with somebody famous like you." Augie blushes and grinned. Maybe the whole celebrity thing wasn't so bad after all. The reason I chose this page and a half was because he'd never been invited to play basketball before, and it seemed like he had a lot of fun.